This is the Iowa Business Report, Thursday edition, presented by Advance Iowa, a comprehensive consulting program designed to work with mid-sized companies to enhance their growth. Learn more at advanceiowa.com. We've heard about brain drain, the concept that people are educated here but then move away from our state. The new Rural Return Program has around $100,000 in funding through Empower Rural Iowa to change that. Lieutenant Governor Adam Gregg is co-chair of the Empower Rural Iowa initiative.
I like to think of it as a reverse scholarship. So think of it this way, Jeff. Every May, we send thousands of high school graduates across the stage and we hand them their diploma. And lots of the philanthropy in those communities also hands them a check to go get their education somewhere else, not in that community. I've got friends who refer to that as the prep and pray strategy. Help them prepare and pray that they'll come back to that small community. Well, what if we flip that on its head? What if we worked with private philanthropy to use those funds to actually recruit folks back to those rural communities after they've received their education? And so we've got some funding to support a pilot program to do just that. We've got some more funding to support some other programs that might be structured differently. They might focus on other workforce areas that are a particular challenge in their area. But I think this is one of those unique ideas that could truly help us recruit folks back to the rural communities.
More with Lieutenant Governor Gregg about Empower Rural Iowa's work this weekend on the Iowa Business Report over many of these stations. The Iowa Business Report is presented by Advance Iowa, assisting firms in overcoming obstacles and helping identify new opportunities. I'm Jeff Stein for the Iowa Business Report.